get ready to write because I'm about to give you some important information that will change your status in the kingdom. May the Lord bless this meeting. Sit down. Let's go. I want you to write some words down. Precious gift. Write that down. Preparation. Preparation is so important. Jesus is the precious gift. Preparation is important to function properly. There's a feedback on this thing. Y'all need to check it before I get here, son. I don't need nothing to hinder me when I get here. There's a feedback on this thing. Preparation is so important in the spirit realm that as your ranks change spiritually, you will be able to work with it. Then purpose, kingdom purpose. Never get your eyes off the purpose. Why you call? What's your assignment? Who you representing?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Never let it become so personal that you don't know your purpose. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
And then you have to know how to deal with personality. Personality is you. Don't mistake a personality or charisma for the presence of God.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Then his presence. That's another word I want, and I'm going to teach you along that line. His presence is so important. Now you remember he said, I'll never leave you, nor forsake you. So actually his presence is with you all the time.
Yes, sir.
But you have to be in your spirit in order to cultivate his presence, because your soul and your body can't. God is in all of his promises. Yeah. God is in all of his promises. So promises are very important. All the promises of God, the Bible says, yea and amen. Why? Because God's in them. Okay. Now, the pattern son, write that down, pattern son. In Hebrews 1, you see that he's spoken to us in days past through the prophet, but in his last days, he has spoken to us through his son, and he gives us some dynamics of Jesus in Hebrews 1, that he uphold all things by the word of his power. Yeah, and we might look at that later on. Pattern son. Now, this next statement, for this school and for the students, we are given the golden privilege of participating in the custodianship of the planet Earth. In other words, as a citizen of the kingdom, as a leader, we're designed by God to rule and reign on his behalf.
Yes.
Let's talk about a moment of changing the appetite of the church again.
Right.
Let me read this statement to you and see if we can talk about it. As apostolic people of God, we're people of change.
Yes, sir.
We have to be a people of change because of this fact. Now, listen to this fact. God never run out.
Yes, sir.
So we're never through.
Yes.
We always, he's in Isaiah chapter 6, it says, train, fill the temple. The revelation is, he just keep on coming.
Yes, sir.
You never, I've been in this 42 years, he just keep on coming.
Yes, sir.
You have to know. You have to move beyond memorization to meditation.
Yes, sir.
Then you'll know him better.
Yes, sir.
A lot of times people do a lot of memorization of scriptures, quote scriptures, but they haven't done no meditation to get the sap out of the scripture. When we change the appetite of the church and begin to adjust its menu, we will see the joy, let's be very careful, we will see the joy of a functioning, well-oiled machine operating in our midst. I like that. I read that over. I like that. We have the apostolically, the appetite of the church will not remain the same. I'll tell you something you never heard before. And I'm going to tell you right now, something you never heard before. Blessings are greater than miracles.
Yes, sir. All right.
Wow. In miracles, every miracle you have seen or heard about, it came in a crisis.
Right. Yeah. Yes, sir.
If you walk in the blessing, you'll never need a miracle. You heard that?
Yes.
If you walk in the blessing, just flow in the blessing.
Yes, sir.
And continue being blessed by some of these things I'm telling you about: preparation, purpose, present, personality, no different. And in every miracle, most of the time, just enough is given for that crisis. In blessing, you can run it over.
Yes, sir. Come on.
So many of us thought because we have not created a miracle and not been a miracle, we're not blessed. It might be that you're more blessed than the one who had the miracle.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. So now, this functioning of the church, I think one of the things that we have to grasp in the church functioning properly, that the church is in a kingdom.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
The kingdom is not in the church.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The church is an entity of the kingdom.
Yes, sir.
So the church has to work from kingdom principles, not church principles.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And so while you get men organized and they organize religion, have a lot of church principles they're trying to work from. But the church is supposed to work from kingdom principle.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because it's in the kingdom. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And so the appetite of the church has to be changed from tradition, from religion, from good psalm, from emotion, from the parade we've been having, without enough power. So we are designed by God, this generation, to change the appetite of the church. I want more of Jesus. I want more revelation. I want more understanding. I want more revelation, more wisdom, more knowledge. You see what I'm saying? And there's a divine hunger that the Holy Spirit has to produce in you. Or you're not going to go far enough. You dig, you're almost to the all, and you quit. Now, know this. In order for the church appetite to be changed, it has to be changed spiritually. So the soul and the body going to have to be dealt with. Your soul know nothing spiritually, but what you're telling. Your body know nothing spiritually. Your body, I don't care what kind of goosebump you have, I don't care how you feel, and I don't care how you're thinking, your soul and your body, they are not saved. And they will work for the devil on a split finger pop.
Yes.
If you're not strong enough in your spirit,
yes,
develop,
yes,
in your spirit to be hungry now for spiritual things.
Yes.
Now, not just some personality, some charisma, some bump, some jump, but spiritual things. Developing your spirit. You recreate a human spirit. And to do that and to function in the kingdom, when we talk about changing the church appetite, a lot of the church appetite today is flesh.
Yes,
sir.
Yes, sir.
And so we as a generation of ministers, we're going to have to change that to show forth the spirit, watch me, at a higher dimension.
Yes, sir.
Then any, like when, who that was, Stephen went down to Samaria, and this man had the whole town hoodwinked. Because he's doing some little tricks, you know. The devil gets you, them showed us up. When Stephen got there, Stephen preached the gospel, moving in the Holy Ghost. People said, man, this man, you got something? Hey. He never showed us this. You see, that's what we can't be normal. We can't be regular. We can't settle for the status quo. We can't settle. A lot of our forefathers did a good job, but they stopped too soon. We the generation got to go deeper into the spirit. Deeper into the kingdom, deeper into revelation, deeper into anointing, deeper into the glory.
Yes,
yes,
sir.
It's there.
Yes,
sir. It's there, but you can't play on the surface.
Yes.
See?
Yes,
You have to be able to function properly in the realm of the spirit.
Yes, sir.
You have to be able to recognize the difference from the realm of the spirit and the realm of men, or the realm of the flesh,
yes,
or the realm of psychology, the realm of intellect.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's why Paul said, when he talked about life in Romans 8, he said, the spirit bear witness with my spirit.
Yes.
Not with my soul, with my spirit.
Yes, yes,
then in Romans 9, 1, he said, my conscience, yes, bear witness of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
See? So this is a spiritual thing we're talking about. This apostolic moving into the technology and the succession and passing it on to somebody else. We don't want to pass them the same old biscuit,
yes,
they've been eating for 200 or 300 centuries.
Yes, sir.
So the church need to be well oiled. I guess as the psalmist says, Lord, anoint me with fresh oil.
Yes.
Psalm 92, 10, I think. Anoint me with fresh oil. So this is what true spiritual evolution is about. It's about changing the appetite of the church that she'll be hungry for the Spirit of God.
Yes, sir.
All right, now notice what I'm going to read something to you. We are involving in a sense that we can go beyond the power, listen to this now, beyond the power of document, beyond the power of the letter, beyond the power, you listening, Claire?
Yes, sir.
Beyond the power of information,
yes,
and step over into revelation,
yes,
something you cannot receive normally,
yes,
something man cannot fight,
right,
man cannot stop, Satan cannot. He can't go there,
right, right.
See? So we are involved in the sense that we can go beyond the power of the document, the letter, or written spiritual plan. That's the document. The letter or the written spiritual plan, and emerge in the power of government,
yeah,
the dominion-based functional spiritual plan.
Yes, sir.
I will read that again, because see, oh my goodness. Why, my goodness. All right, now listen, Glenn, listen what we're doing now. See, apostolic is about change.
Right.
And change.
Yes.
And change.
Yes.
All right, now watch this. We are involving in it in the sense that we can go beyond the power of document. Document. They use that in the courthouse in different places.
Yes.
All right. So the letter and a written spiritual plan. See the document. This is the document. The letter, this is the letter, and a written spiritual plan. But we got to go beyond that. He's talking about going beyond the Bible. No, I'm talking about going in the Bible. I'm talking about diving. I'm talking about skin diving. I'm talking about going deeper. I'm talking about 1 Corinthians 2:10. Look at it. You that looking with your eye and trying to see something, you can't see nothing. You got to go deeper. Look what 1 Corinthians 2:9 says. Eyes have not seen, no ears heard, neither entered the heart of man to think that God had prepared for them that love him. Well, how am I going to get them? You got to die.
Yeah.
But the spirit what? 10 verse.
Yes,
I can't hear y'all. Some of y'all better talk to me.
Yes,
the spirit what?
Reveal.
Reveal. We have the spirit revealed. Why? The spirit searches what?
All things.
All things. And what? It, and go where?
Deep
things of God.
Yeah.
Appetite.
Yes, sir.
Change. Not just doctrine, not just teaching. I'm going to use the word because I do this sometimes. Not just teaching, reaching.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
That's good.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I'm going to get stuck on this. I see this. We are involving in the sense that we go beyond the power of document, beyond the power, document here, the letter or written spiritual plan. Oh, we got a written spiritual plan, all right? You know what he said in Isaiah, Jeremiah 29, right? Know what he said in Jeremiah 29? Look at it, go ahead. 29, 11. I know the plans I have for you. Plan 2 or 3 times.
Yes, sir.
I know the plans I have for you. I know the thought that I think toward you, said the Lord. Thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In the NIV, he's talking about the plan.
Yes,
so the letter of the written spiritual plan, we must go further than that. How? Emerge in the power of proper government. Now he's talking about the dominion-based. functional spiritual plan. Two plans. One plan is the letter written spiritual plan, and then the other plan is the dominion based functional spiritual plan. Got it? Two plans. Don't forget those two plans. We got to move beyond just document.
Yes, sir.
And we got to better permit God through this school to teach your government.
Yes, sir.
There's not much government taught in the church.
Right.
They don't
Yes.
understand it.
Right.
And it's a great robbery.
Yes, sir.
It's a great robbery. They got men and women of God got your word in their mouth. And if you don't understand government and you don't memorize a few scriptures and you think you mess yourself up.
Yes, sir.
2 Corinthians 3:3-6, just put that in your mark in your Bible and you read that and you see. The letter killeth, but the spirit giveth life. Let's look at the document again. You know what a document is, right? Huh? Y'all know what Y'all like, y'all know what I'm talking about. Document, you know, paperwork. Written, something written down on this document here. The status of the document within the church describes the architect, get this now, and function of the church. Architect, you know, is a design, blueprint. All right, you got that, but that, you have to go beyond that. See, I mean, you can fully explain the Bible to a person, but that would not give them any promotion. The prevailing factors of the Bible is revelation,
yes, sir. Yeah.
Not information.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Wow. Watch this now, because I'm going to compare the two. The status of the document or the letter within the church describe the architect and function of the church. You got that? Now, but the institution of government now, the institution of government brings forth the activity of the kingdom status of the church. Well, I'm laughing by myself, man.
Yes, sir.
See, that's a whole new ball game now, sister. You hear me? Listen, see, let me go back. I'm going to go real slow. Go real slow, because it seems like you slow. I'm going to go real slow. The stature of the document within the church describes the architect and functioning of the church.
Yes, sir.
In other words, just give you a description of it. But then when you move into the institution of government, that's why in Ephesians 4, he said, give you a gift, the fivefold measure gift. Government, see, the book of Acts was moving so fast because government was in play.
Yes, sir. Yeah, absolutely.
Now you read the book of Acts, you see how the book of Acts was moving.
Yeah.
Those people say, what way to go, apostle? See, they would not, they trust their leader.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because if your leader wrong, God going to expose him.
Yes, sir.
So you go and trust him until God expose him.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But trust him. All right. But the institution of government brings forth the activity of the kingdom status of the church. I told you, see, the activity of the kingdom status.
Yeah.
The church got to stop being just a church.
Yeah, right.
She got to recognize that she is functioning
yeah.
in a kingdom. Because she's being fought by a kingdom.
Yeah, right. Yes, sir.
See, a church don't recognize that they have the activity of the kingdom of God.
Yes.
The kingdom of darkness is functioning in his kingdom.
Yes, sir.
So these little rehearsing men day and women day and all these little days you're having ain't going to work, baby. You need to move up in the realm of the spirit
yeah.
because the kingdom of darkness make all us sick, all us broke, all us die early, mess all our marriages up. If we don't know that the church appetite got to be changed and the church got to function in the kingdom of God's anointing.
Yes, yes.
Kingdom of God
yes.
dominion. Yes. Kingdom of God revelation.
Yes. Yes. Good. Come on, Apostle.
Yes, sir.
Good. Where people don't come to church to pay their due.
Yeah.
People don't come to church just to have a salve put on their mind
yeah.
that I've been to church. People come to church hungry for God. So you got to have something to deliver here.
Yes,
when these people show up, you can't be talking about A, B, C, D, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, B.
Yes, sir.
You gotta hear from God.
Yeah.
Tonight, Your life will change on this very spot. I can sense the incoming of God's Spirit to impregnate you with a higher level of understanding how your life's supposed to be functioning. See that, and that you have to function. You have to function out of your spirit. See, the kingdom is a spiritual kingdom. It's a kingdom of government, but it's a kingdom of dominion. But you're not going to be able to function in it unless you move in the spirit. Move beyond just teaching, just tradition. Your very life can change tonight. If you hear what I'm saying, you don't sit here just as a school student and want to make a grade. That's no big deal. This kingdom status, all right, as we recognize that this kingdom has come. Remember what he said? There's argument. No, he said, the kingdom of God, Luke 17, I think it is within you. See? The kingdom of God. God's place of operation is on the inside of you. He's hiring you to take over for him. The pattern son, Jesus, took over every city he went into. The apostle Paul, Peter, took every city they went. Matter of fact, they said they'll turn them upside down. They were casting out demons. Blind people were seen, and they were preaching a gospel that could not be stopped. A gospel of not only word, but power. What? And the Holy Ghost and much assurance. Amen. Are you hearing me, Clint? So when we talk about apostolic, we talk about this apostolic succession and apostolic technology and knowing how to function as the book of Acts function, the Acts of the Holy Ghost, is apostolic. It's governmental. See. So now, as we recognize that this kingdom has come, we will see more of the Father's will being done in the earth as it is in heaven. Now, Clarence, let me talk to you. This is when you talk as an apostle, a government, and various leaders in the church, the fivefold ministry gift, you're talking about heaven coming to earth.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Yeah. And taking over. Yes, sir. Wherever you are. If you're sensitive to the movement of the Spirit of revelation and God talking to you, and you know how to hear the voice of the Good Shepherd and ignore the voice of strangers,
yes, sir,
you function different.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
You are now, not later. You now, you are a kingdom citizen.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Thank you. You have kingdom dominion from the king.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Watch this now. Watch this. The manifestation of the kingdom is the ultimate manifestation in the earth realm.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You notice I didn't say Apple? Notice I didn't say iPad?
Right.
Huh? Computer? I didn't say computer? Yeah. No. They think they are. But the day will come, all kingdom will be in his kingdom.
Yes,
he gonna wipe everything out that don't respect him.
Yes,
but we have to know the manifestation of the kingdom, and then when you get a revelation and you speak that revelation, now guess what's happening? It's a manifestation of the kingdom.
Yes,
you can sense the voltage going through you.
Yes, sir.
They're going through your spirit, your soul, and your body. You can sense something you can just grab.
Yeah.
It's a manifestation. And so people go through their whole life never sensing that there are kingdom manifestations that want to come through you.
Yes, sir.
That's why he told us, seek ye first the kingdom of God. That's why he told the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, joy, and the Holy Ghost.
Yes,
it's in another dimension. It's another realm. This is what you are aiming at. What we're talking about here in school or ministry is spiritual.
Yes, sir.
Right.
See? It's not, we're not academicians. This is not based on intellect. No, no. You must switch from memorization to meditation, from intellect to inspiration. This is inspired stuff. What I say? Yeah, this stuff come from heaven. And this stuff come from heaven, and heaven made this place. So who operates from heaven, you are in control. I'm higher than the President of the United States. His doctrine, thank God, I pray for him. I know what the Bible says, but his doctrine is not as strong as mine. If I could talk to him, I'd let him know that he's apostolic. He don't have to answer to nobody. And he don't have to say that it's all right to be a homosexual. He don't have to say none of that. Just be apostolic. God will back him up. Oh, the church, and I'm talking to you too, is being calibrated, watch this, and adjusted to care about the same things that God cares for. You catch an aspect of the church that is in agreement with God. Watch the resources. Watch the revelation. Watch the restoration to the original plan of blessings and miracles and signs and wonders and joy unspeakable and full of glory. Doesn't matter what's going on. I still got my joy. Why? You know you win. You're going to have those days that come, those moments that come, those tests that come. It doesn't matter when you're all the way over. Watch this. We must possess, I want you to write this down. We must possess the same priorities as the Lord himself. That's a heavy statement now. Yes, sir. Yeah. That's not going to happen unless you know how to flow in the spirit. Yes, sir. Are you listening? Yes, sir. The word of the Lord is so much more than a document.
Yes, sir.
Than architect and plan. See, that's why I always love John 6:63. Look at it. Some of y'all don't know what it said. Who know what John 6:63 said? Thank you. Amen. Thank you. But look at everybody else. Look at. Get your Bible. You got a Bible? Look at John 6:63, because that voice will tell you that we're not dealing with just a documental statement. It is the Spirit that quickened it. That's the same quickening it that is in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. What happened to you if you're a Christian? It means made alive. The flesh probably, now look what he said about the word. The word, Jesus said, the words that I speak unto you, they're not just document. They are spirit and they are life. So to function in the kingdom, you will have to know how to get the spirit and life out of the word. Because you can read the word and it still don't give you no spirit and life. That's why they talk about a logos word, a written word, and a rhema word, which is a live word that jump out the Bible, answer your situation, and anoint you.
Yes, sir. Wow. Come on, Apostle.
You preach to people like that. And you watch my manner of preaching. You need to pick it up. It lift people. Sometimes I fuss. Sometimes I cuss. But most time I'm lifting people. Now here's a term going to be used that probably you from this school will be the only one wearing this term, unless you got in one of the apostles setting, and we don't have many. God is enhancing. Listen to what I'm about to say now. God is enhancing our governmental mantle. so that we can truly exercise kingdom authority in the earth.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
May the governmental matter of the Lord in this school begin to function in your life so you can know who you really are and go beyond the natural resources.
Yes, sir.
You know, I told you about the matter. Now, the matter is a divine identification. So a spiritual son and a spiritual daughter got to have a spiritual father, a spiritual leader with a mantle on them.
Yes, sir.
The mantle, God told you to come to school, you watching by internet. God got y'all in this school,
yes, sir,
for to receive this mantle.
Yes, sir.
I carry a mantle,
yes, sir,
an identity with God.
Yes, sir.
I want you to have it.
Yes, sir.
So in every class, pay close attention.
Yes, sir.
These guys carrying my mantle. God is enhancing, I want you to remember that term now, governmental mantle. That's spiritual government. That's ruling, dominion, reigning on God's behalf through the Spirit so that we can truly exercise kingdom authority in the earth. We're not going to be able to exercise kingdom authority in the earth without governmental mantle. Now, governmental mantle don't come overnight. You got to be under it long enough. You got to respect it long enough. You got to recognize it. You got to receive it.
Yes, sir.
You got to recognize you don't got it.
Yes, sir.
It don't come just because you went to church 13 years.
Right, yes, sir.
Come on. Wow.
What you think you already have, you're not hungry for?
Come on, apostle.
But let me tell you, all I don't, some of y'all in, that in school, I don't know who you are, you don't got it. I said it that way on purpose.
Yeah.
You got too many personal problems. You ain't wearing no mantle. Your money running short. You're sick. That's too many personal problems. You could mantle your way right on out of this mess.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Now, temporarily, sickness may hit your body. Temporarily, you may have a financial shortage, but you finally need to get over that. Get over it.
Yes,
now, you're always, the enemy always, you're going to try to attack your body, but you got to go in the spirit realm and be, know you're already healed.
Yes, sir.
Tell your body, stop lying to me.
Yes,
you're not in charge this morning.
Yes,
stop lying to me. You're not in charge. I'm not accepting what you say.
Yeah.
You lying.
Yes, sir.
I've been healed 2,000 years ago.
Yeah.
See, when you need healing, don't you pray to get no healing.
Come on.
You pray and say, God, I thank you. I've been healed 2,000 years ago. I don't know what this is, but I command it in Jesus' name to leave my body now. You follow what I'm saying? I'm going to teach you some things because I'm learning some things about redirecting your faith.
Yes, sir.
Your faith is always, I never said this before, God don't. Your faith is always going after a grace explosion.
Wow, wow, wow.
That was already have been done for you will explode in the earth realm and wipe everything out that is causing you to have hardship.
Yes, sir.
Your faith is not trying to get God to do something for you. Your faith is responding. Listen to me, class. Responding to what God has already done.
Yeah, yeah.
What'd that do? Take out the struggle.
Yes, sir.
What'd that do? Take out the doubt.
Yeah.
You listening?
Yeah.
Take out the struggle. Take out the doubt.
Yeah.
They take out the mental performance.
Yeah. Wow.
It also take out the fourth thing. Take out condemnation.
Yes, sir.
Because Satan's going to try to bring something up.
Yes,
you know you did this.
Yeah.
You did that 15 years ago. You done prayed about it 900 times. Now you come back, bring that back up.
Yeah.
So what you do? What you, oh my, I gotta get back to my lesson. What you do? What you do? I'm gonna tell you how to pass Satan. Light travel 186,000 miles a second. God light travel now. In Odega. Huh? Okay, so when you need to approach God, if you direct your faith to what you already have. Whether you know or not, you already have prosperity.
Yes, sir.
You already have more money than you ever seen. You already have it.
Come on.
But you got to direct your faith to it.
Yes,
it's already done for you.
Yes,
Know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Though he is rich, he became poor that you might be rich. If you're not rich, you don't know that grace.
Yes, sir. Wow.
Wow.
Come on, Apostle.
You need to read that verse over and over again until he tell you about that grace. So you know. Oh, my.
Yes,
you're already here. You're already rich.
Already.
All right, let me get back to my lesson. We're talking about kingdom authority in the earth. Kingdom authority. Now, the Apostle Paul gives us that. I'll just give you a scripture. In 2 Corinthians 3:6, who God also has made us able ministers of the New Testament. Able ministers of the New Testament. Not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. Now, he emphasized able minister of the New Testament.
Yes, sir.
What's the New Testament? Post-crucifixion.
Yes,
sir.
Yeah.
It's after the cross.
Yes, sir.
Everything paid for.
Yes,
it's a wrap. Watch this. Every leader should enjoy the fruit of their labor and watch their children lead the body of Christ into new kingdom dimension. Every leader. But you gotta be flowing in that kingdom properly, you see. All right, Claire. Here we go. Write down Acts 2:39, for he said, the promises unto you and to your children, to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God should call. I'm going to read some things, but I'm going to stop and emphasize some hot things. I'm just going to read. God give man and this earth a very precious gift, his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, for the redemption of the human race. He gave this family a gift for the purpose of prolonging his lineage and heritage.
Yes, sir.
This lineage would help to usher in the kingdom of God on earth. Let me read a little bit. All right. All right. Hallelujah. We must transfer everything that we know about God to our spiritual sons and daughters.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Come on, Apostle.
Yes, sir. I don't hide nothing. I put it all out.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. Here's where the stink come in. The stink. The simple transfer of tradition and teaching will not be enough to survive the ever shifting technologies of time and life.
Yes, sir.
That's a heavy statement, brother. I won't give it to you again because I want you to hear it. The simple transfer you transfer into your sons and daughters, or even your home and your family. I talked to a lady yesterday, trying to get her saved, me and my son. First of all, I found out she's shacking up. She said, we. And I said, wait a minute, you got two different last names. I told her about that. Then she had a little boy before she got married, and the church scorned her because she got pregnant, you know, almost turned over against religion. But she said, I got a little boy, 7 years old. She said, we're training him in three religions to see what one he want. That's how people are all mixed up. I didn't even ask what the three religion was, you know, just three religion. Three religion and no revelation.
Yeah. Wow.
See? So that's what we gotta do. The sample transfer of tradition and teaching will not be enough. Tradition, teaching will not be enough to survive the ever shifting technologies of time and life. It won't work. No, it won't work. If the pulpit don't get on the ball,
yes, sir.
Christians are going to suffer just like other people. They're not going to know what to do.
Yes, sir.
Are we to simply hand down, I got to read a little bit, hand down the story of Jesus Christ and the teaching that our churches have given us over the years? No, we can't do that because they didn't give us enough. All right, let's go to our assignment now. This is the assignment and mandate that God has given to leaders everywhere, especially the apostolic leaders in the kingdom of God. Our assignment is a mandate to deliver more than tradition, teaching, and testimony. More than tradition, teaching, and testimony. We are all not only commissioned to take the gospel of Christ and the kingdom of God to the nations. Listen very heavy now, but I'll tell you now. We are not teaching tradition and teaching. What is truth? Let me go back, because it's got to be more powerful. Our assignment is a mandate to deliver more than tradition, teaching, and testimonies. All right? And he said we're commissioned to take Christ, the gospel of Christ, and the kingdom to the world. Watch this now. We are to deliver God's presence that will shift the position of believers.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to get it again. We are to deliver God's presence that will shift the position of believers.
Yes, sir.
Now, the church that I'm pastoring is shifting all the time. We're shifting. We're shifting. I don't know how many gears we got. We're just shifting. Because that's so much. It's so much. Now, in doing that, when we present God's presence class and literally redefine their identities as kingdom citizens. Bring the religion wagon.
Yes, sir.
Pull them off it. Mm-hmm. Let them know that they're priests and kings.
Yes, sir.
According to the Bible. You know, it's time for everybody in the church to stop trying to be delivered. And so, in order to do that, you're going to have to recognize the difference between present and personality.
Yes, sir.
Here's what happened. In the time in which we live, God has become a novelty of sort among those who feel that it is popular to be a Christian or to recognize the existence of some higher power in their life.
Yeah.
You know, they just think it's a novelty. It's nothing to do. Because, I mean, they haven't been taught to do nothing else. Right. Say, God, I'm a Christian. You know, I just say, God, I'm a Christian. Mm-hmm. But a Christian don't have to tell you they're Christian. The power.
Right.
All right?
Yes, sir.
Now, listen to this very careful, because don't get the preaching and doing this. God is not satisfied with simply being acknowledged in terms of his existence, nor is he satisfied with those who feel that they know him in terms of their confession. Now, the stunt of growth in the church has been this. There's two camps have been out there, the grace camp and the word of faith camp. The grace camp will kill you. The word of faith camp will kill you. Why? Because grace is invalidated without faith. And faith is invalidated without grace. So you see the split? How divided should not stand? That's what Satan did. He made those two camps. They had some action, but suppose they could have come together. See, look, the whole Bible is run by Ephesians 2:8. You know what Ephesians 2:8 says? Huh? Well, look at your Bible and find out what it say then. Don't be a dummy. Don't just sit here. Look and find out. So I don't waste my time. I got 8 or 9 television I could be looking at. See? That's the whole Bible right there. Everything in the Bible works from that voice. That's the one say we say it by grace? Huh? Through faith? That's not of ourselves. It is the gift of God. Everything else worked by that. So you see what didn't happen? The enemy came right down Ephesians 2:8 and split the church. So a lot of people think they're saved, not saved. Some of them just got faith. Some of them just got grace. You need both of them, you can't be saved. You see it? Listen. Because there's a hairy line sometimes from the spirit world and in being deceived. We have to develop a divine discernment by the Holy Ghost of who we walk with, who we in friendship with, who we're talking with a lot. You have to discern. You got to discern them because they're sometimes a sign to keep you from going any further. Pastor, say something. Could you believe that? She. We know the word. I like Pastor, but sometimes he just say some stuff I don't like.
Yeah. All apostle.
Yeah. And then you say, I agree, girl. You done left with that heifer.
Yeah.
She done broke out the pastor, gone somewhere, and you gone with her.
Yeah.
A good car won't even leave the pastor. He let them all go to his car and say, I'm getting fed tomorrow. You crazy? What y'all, y'all crazy? Y'all going out on all the roads might get run over or something. I ain't going out there. Look at the hole. I don't see no hole. Listen, I'll drop one on you now. Which is very hairy line that it takes somebody who's been taught spiritually to understand this. The popularity of Jesus' personality is overwhelming. But his presence is astoundingly absent from the life of so many people and so many churches. I'm going to read the whole thing together now. The popularity of Jesus' personality is overwhelming, but his presence is astoundingly absent from the life of so many people and in so many churches. Here's one of the problems we're dealing with. Nobody won't talk about it. Because most of them seem successful. They're some of the largest churches that exist today, what I'm about to talk about. So they seem like they're a blast. I'm telling you they're not.
Yes, sir.
Let me explain it to you. With the advent of the user-friendly churches and relaxed atmosphere, there has come a casual resistance to the need for deeper and more spiritual things.
Yes, sir. Wow. Yes, sir. Wow. Yes, sir.
So they look successful.
Yeah. Yeah.
They may have 20 time members than I have. But I'll take my members and put them right in the midst, and the storm can come. My members will, they'll be all be on their knees at my members. What to do? Because they're not going to know what to do because that little giddy witty ain't going to work then. So let me give it to you again. With the advent of user-friendly churches and relaxed atmosphere, eating popcorn sometimes, there's come a casual resistance to the need for a deeper and more spiritual thing. Activity church. Everything going, it's active, all balloons and, you know. There's all kind of stuff going on and people, and I like that they go dress like a tramp. With no dignity. I got my men, I told my men, we're gonna dress up in this church. Dress up, man. But that's why I don't let y'all come to school any kind of way. We're going to see the king, man. We gotta have some dignity about ourselves. Now John 4:24 is a master verse. We must be mindful of the word which is spoken by Jesus in John 4:24. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen?
Yes, sir.
Now, class, only by understanding spirit and truth, you listening? This is going to be on the test. I want you got to know this, because it's powerful. And you got to know the scripture too. John 4:24. You got to know it. You know, I got a tape recorder in here beside my tape recorder. My secretary's in here. Only by understanding spirit and truth do we have a real understanding of how to approach God.
Yes, sir. Wow. Yes, sir.
You just can't approach God with scripture. Mm-hmm. See, some people think they can bombard God with scripture and they're going to get in. No, no. The words that I speak to you, they're spirit and life. Jesus, and the word was manifested and became flesh, and we beheld him as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Now, we have been tricked here for many centuries. This statement I'm about to make now, I want you to make a judgment tonight, because you see, the Bible tells us, it's a reason the Bible, we wore the scripture out, but the reality of it is not real. Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things to be added. No, we're seeking all things that be added and to give righteousness a little time. Because I'm about to make a statement. You're going to reverse that. See, because what we do, he must be more to us than just a way to get our needs met.
Right, right, right. Yes, sir.
And to satisfy our religious desire to have contact with a supreme being. Whoa, my. Yes, God, I could turn this table. Yes, listen. Most people go to church to get their need met.
Yes, sir.
So they never meet the need meter. They're so busy trying to get their need met. That's Satan, that's Santana, that's Satan. Once you meet him, your needs are met. That's why I don't like no struggling ministry. Always crying out to people what we need. We got to get there. Have mercy. The Lord, you got to do this. They're crying out every time they open their mouth. I watch that same boy, I rebuke. He on television, he just sent everybody sent $70. They sent $70 for the next 12 months. The Spirit of God is, man, no spirit was moving. He going to fall. He's robbing God people and silly people. What good is a prophecy that one of the chief staff in government gonna resign? I mean, what in the hell can I do with that? What good that gonna do me?
Right.
So he resigned. Now what? No more bread on my table. So what? So a preacher prophesied that one of the chief executives gonna resign. He resigned. So
yes, sir. Come on, Pastor.
Banner resigned. Now what? Yeah. What that add to my life? That's the sucker you in to think they know everything.
Yeah.
The devil could have told him Battles resigning.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
It must be more to us than just a way to get our needs met and to satisfy our religious desire to have contact with a supreme being. You listening?
Yes.
I want you to go knowing this. Mankind has sculptured God into a figure that serves only to answer the prayers and desires of people. And then he says, in many times, it's not about what God wants. Listen, A and B. A. But it's a self-serving journey of personal lust and ambition.
Yes, sir.
A, B. Yeah. With God as the slot machine, whose duty is to grant every desire of man.
Yeah.
Huh. We got a lot of that. We got a lot of that in the body of Christ. I've been in this thing 42 years. Got a lot of it. I've seen people come here, say the Lord sent them.
Yeah. Come on, sir.
But the Lord didn't have to take them away. They left on their own. Because they couldn't bulldoze and have their way.
Yes, sir.
2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. Say, all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen, unto the glory of God by us. So I want you to write promises and presence of God. Promises and presence of God. Number one, the promises of God are a vehicle given to us, and they are more than a statement of fact. Why? Look at me, Claire. I know you're trying to write. All facts can be changed.
Yes, sir.
Promises can.
Yes, sir.
Not from God.
Wow.
So I'll read it to you again. The promises of God are a vehicle given to us, and they are more than a statement of fact. In other words, any fact you're dealing with, if the Holy Ghost revealed to you a promise, that promise is going to deal with that fact. That fact can't deal with that promise. Why? Here's what promises from God are. They are a representation of his character and nature.
Yes, sir.
They are a representation of his character and nature. Wow, I love it. As spiritual leaders develop strong covenant relationship with their sons and daughter, there will be an impartation of God's promise to them. Now, I tell you, I'm leading one of the strongest groups in the world today.
Amen.
And what we're doing is, with those guys who got their own personal agenda, they can't stay in the sweatbox long. We'll find them out.
Yes, sir.
Or they'll send a little letter, you know, say, well, I don't know if this is the organization that I was supposed to be in. And Leroy Jr., hurry, get the secretary to type back and sign and say, we release you.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
There's a secret.
Yes, sir.
Expose, reveal, and remove anyone that's not right in my life.
Yes,
that's powerful, man.
Yes.
Now, what we're set up for, this impartation of God's promises to them, the promises of God's vehicle, they are a representation of God's character and nature. Got that? And they develop a strong covenant relationship with their son and daughter. We're about to see that same manifestation today through the office of the apostle. See, that's two pastors, two of my sons. There's some pastors there. One, two, three, four, five. That's seven pastors. And they know what changes have been happening in our lives.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Not because of me, but the office.
Yes,
see, I'm a pastor, so I stand back as a pastor and watch the apostle.
Come on,
yeah.
Apostle.
Yeah, it changed everything, man.
Yes, sir.
It changed everything. So I want you to know this too. The apostle are agents of change. We are sent to give the I am of God to every son and daughter.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Why? Until a supernatural presence of God overtake them and influences their every movement. Until a supernatural presence of God overtake them and influences their every movement. When God told me train under Kenneth Hagin,
yes, sir.
I took it for business. So I ain't missed none of his meeting. I sat there. I was training, and I got to the point where God's supernatural presence overtook me under that prophet.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Many sat there and didn't get it.
Yeah.
Why? They didn't recognize. They didn't respect. And they didn't honor.
Yes, sir.
I saw a lot of them was at the meeting, running just like me, but they run for nothing. Because they didn't recognize the man as a man sent from God with a strong anointing.
Yes, sir. Yes.
So when this divine nature is transferred to us and our followers, we become a mighty family with powerful manifestation. With powerful manifestation. With powerful manifestation. You hear me? With powerful manifestation. With powerful manifestation. May powerful manifestation begin to manifest in your life. You ought to get powerful manifestation, man. Not just manifestation. Powerful. What? I'm always having powerful manifestation in my life. They come. They come like bullets sometimes. Zoom, zoom, zoom.
Yeah.
Powerful revelation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Powerful presence of God. He come in the room. I quit everything. I said, sir, what do you want me to do?
Yes,
I sense his presence coming now.
Yes,
powerful presence of God. We become a family line that will demonstrate the power of God with intensity.
Yes, sir.
Yes. What?
Wow.
Demonstrate, you heard me, man?
Yes,
demonstrate the power of God with intensity.
Yes,
on purpose.
Yes.
When we get ready.
Yes. Wow.
Ambassadors for Christ.
Yes, sir.
1 Corinthians 2 demonstration. Not with actions of speech. But notice what he said in the second verse. I'm determined not to know anything among you but Jesus Christ and him crucified. Look at what he said in Galatians 6:14. God forbid that I should glory in anything except the cross of Christ, which crucified the world of me and crucified me to the world. You have to remember you're a cross agent. Because the grace was released at the cross. Everything was paid for. We're not shut out no more. The curtain been torn in two. The veil been removed. We're in now. We got to walk with power. We got to be hungry. We got to be thirsty. We got to recognize this is the best thing ever happened to me. My marriage not the best thing happened to me. No, no. My mom and daddy not the best thing happened to me. Jesus is the best thing that happened to me. And so I love him. Every breath I take, I want him to be pleased with what I do. You got to know how to be happy when things not going right. Let no complaining word come out your mouth. The Lord's been good to you. Just because you're going through some few months, just shut your mouth. Praise the Lord. Don't waste your breath. What? Y'all want me to preach up here? Don't waste your breath complaining about something you're going through. Give God the glory. Listen to what he said. Our heritage will not be waste and our identity will not fade. Go back. We have become a family line that will demonstrate the power of God with intensity. Boys, that's the kind of people y'all got to be raising. Yeah, y'all can't be preaching them little sugar soup, sweet pea sermon. You got to have power. You got to spend time in your room along with God before you go to this pulpit. You got to hear from God. You ain't got time to play no golf. And then you got to go to your office every now and then. You can't be sitting at the house all day. You talking about you're a minister and you got business and you'll never go to your church, never go to your office. What kind of hell? What you doing? All the people I got to wait for, I come to this office. I walk around. I want them to see my presence. Y'all punking God out. Y'all 5 days and you'll never go to your office. Don't set that 5 minutes.
Yeah. My God.
Yes, sir. I got to talk to LTMA about that. All of them.
Yes, sir.
And you don't have to go there 5 days a week, 8 to 4, but you need to carry your tail that sometime.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Jesus. I done lost it. Listen, write it down. Sarah, you're going to write this down. The promises and presence of God are the fabrics for every future event in the kingdom of God. The promises and presence of God are the fabric for every future event in the kingdom of God. When I get ready to make suit, my tailor bring fabric. Me and my wife looked through it. Say, I don't want that.
Yeah.
I don't want that. And my tailor, the last set of suit he made me a loud shirt. I said, man, this shirt too loud. I don't like that loud. This thing was red. No, I can't wear that. Some men can get off with it. I can't. My conscience won't let me.
Yes,
the promises and presence of God are the fabric for every future event in the kingdom of God. In fact, I'm still talking, Claire, they are the foundation for the future. The Lord Jesus is the ambassador of God's presence. He is the master builder, Hebrews 1 through 3. He is the master builder and pattern son.
Yes, sir.
What did I say?
He's the master builder
and pattern son. And listen, listen to Jesus. I'm talking about Jesus now. But he's a master at this. Why? He's a master at this. What I'm about to say now, I hope it don't go over your head. But he's a master at it. He's the master builder and pattern son. I said that, right?
Yes, sir.
Who demonstrates how to receive from a father.
Wow. Okay, all right. Gotcha.
Yes, sir.
He said, I'm not going to do nothing that my father tell me.
Yes, sir. Right.
Read John 14.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And then when he did that, now watch what happened next. And how to impart the Father's heart to the coming generation.
Yes, sir.
He's a master at it.
Yes, sir.
You read. You see John talk about it. What began in Adam and continued to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and on to Moses is now, you hear me? Restored in Christ. Where are you? Ephesians 1:3. It's already done. You already have it. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. You know what been our problem? We stopped in heavenly places. We don't know what heavenly places is at. We stop early. You know what heavenly place is at? In Christ.
Yes, sir.
See, you see the heavenly place shook you up. But see, he went on. He said, all heavenly places in Christ.
Yes, sir.
Are you in Christ?
Yes, sir.
Is Christ in you?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's heavenly places.
Yes, sir.
So you're blessed with everything.
Yes, sir.
See, we have to stop seeing God as the God Father.
Yeah, yeah. Come on.
And see him as Father God.
Yeah.
Many portray him as the God Father. You know, you just put on a lot of rules and it busts your head if you mess up.
Yeah.
No, God is a merciful, compassionate, loving, faithful, kind, sweet God.
Yes.
He's a good God. I can't live without him. He's already answered every prayer you're going to pray. Every confession you make is already answered. And see, when you know that, you go straight to it and you just say thank you. You keep saying, Lord, thank you. See, they taught us confession. They taught us confession, but we didn't know our target. Your target is grace. Your faith activates God's favor.
Yes, sir. Yes. Yes.
There's nobody on earth can stop God from favoring you.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. When God see that you're ready for his favor, it's coming, baby.
Yes.
I don't care what your problems say, your nana, nobody else say. Yes. When that favor, you target with God's favor.
Yes.
See, I'm favor target.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm target with favor. God send the favor to me. Oh, got favor shooting at me right now. I'll duck it, I'll take it later because I don't want y'all to see it. Favor is headed in your direction. Matter of fact, I speak favor on your life. Before you come back to my class again, you're going to have something, some favor in your life, and you're going to recognize it, you're going to hear my voice even, you're going to hear it, because that favor is going to hit you. He's the God of favor. See, when, sit down, I ain't through. When you function in faith right, you're aiming at the God of favor, the God of grace.
Yeah.
When that faith hit that favor, instantly, he said, David told Daniel, said, I heard you the first day you prayed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Demonic opposition caused the delay. Keep the pressure on. Keep praising. Say, I got this. I received that from the Lord yesterday. See. Don't let a divine delay turn into a devilish disappointment. Sometimes God rearranging, he got to get your cousin out of your life before he give you that. God got a lot of things he working on. Things you can't see. Things you don't know. You think everything all right. God said, I got to clear two or three people up for it. Because they're going to beg you out of it, beat you out of it. Get them out of your life. Let them get mad. I got nephews, after he seen my house, cut me to many loose. He wasn't mad about my house, though. Mad about his house. I had a first cousin used to come out here all the time. He had a good size, nice little house, you know. We used to go over there. And after he saw my house, after he heard about it.
Yeah. Come on, Apostle.
Come on. God did me a favor, though.
Yeah.
Because they wasn't real. Now listen, I'm trying to close class. Listen. Throughout history, we see a pattern of how God showed himself in ways that would create a generational experience with him. Just like the I am of God literally created a pattern for God's expectation for the future, when this pattern is transferred to believers, they can illustrate God's design and expectation for the future as well. God knows everything about himself and the universe that he created. You believe that? That is why he told Moses, I am that I am. Tell you what this means. That he is in complete agreement with himself about all those plans, what he put before. He's completely aware of everything that exists, and he knows how everything synergistically fit into divine order through eternity. When the I am experience is transferred to leaders, listen, and to spiritual sons and daughter, they will have the same supernatural pattern inside of them. That's why God sent you to the school. To set under these apostolic anointing and government that you have the same pattern. Because they're down line for me. Set in this place. Or sit on this campus and let your life be changed.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Don't go through no routine. Listen. Out of any one of our mouths can come your day.
Yes, sir.
You get this pattern on all the success in my life is because there's a pattern on the inside of me.
Yes.
It's not that I'm so smart. You see how I talk. I just throw words out there. I don't care. But there's a pattern. On the inside of him. I tell my son, I said, you ain't got enough anointed.
Wow.
I tell Montreal Jr. and Donnell, I walk with, y'all ain't got enough anointing.
Yeah.
Don't come overnight.
No, sir. Yes, sir.
Y'all got a lot of scriptures.
Yeah.
Pay attention.
Yes, sir.
I tell them. You can do it too. I tell them.
Yes.
You better know who I am. I'm not just daddy.
No.
Right.
My.
Yes, sir.
You're close enough to get it all.
Yes.
But don't let it become common to you.
Yes, sir.
You too.
Yes, sir.
How you broke loose to get in this school? I'm telling y'all.
Yeah.
How you got in this school?
Wow.
What God trying to do for you?
Yeah.
He's trying to put a pattern on the inside of you that you can live a sweatless life and do what he tell you to do. I'm not talking about trying to get something. I'm talking about got it. Inside and outside. On purpose. Same God you serve. And I think he said in the scripture, I think he said it, maybe y'all gonna remind me, I have no respecter of person. I think he said that. So next section, we're gonna talk about more about the pattern son and see his DNA. And and we're going to find out, and we will not be sons who have a bastard spirit. Yes, sir. Because we don't know our Father. Yes. We'll prove that. We'll show you in the scripture. There's a lot of things in the scripture we need to show you. Coming into the body of Christ, we're going to talk about it. Coming into the body of Christ mean that we share the same spiritual DNA as Jesus. That's powerful, man. I said that's powerful. We share the same spiritual DNA. And all day long, 2 Peter chapter 1 will show it to you.
Yes, sir.
Talk about precious faith, precious exceeding great and precious promise. Talk about divine power. Talk about partaking of divine nature. And talk about escaping the corruption of lust.
Yes, sir.
That's what Jesus. That's Jesus' nature.
Yes, sir.
Where is that? In your spirit.
Yes, sir.
Well, where the ugliness come from? Your soul. That haven't been tamed, your body that haven't been trained. That's where it's coming from. But you say you got the power.
Yes.
I said you got the power. But the power is in your spirit.
Yes.
You're powerful in your spirit.
Yes.
If you get powerful enough in your spirit, you become powerful in your soul.
Yes.
And you become powerful in your body.
Yes.
You put them all under the jurisdiction of your spirit. Matter of fact, I'm close with this. If you train your spirit right, your soul gonna come in with your spirit. Then you got two against one. But if your spirit not trained right, you got two against one.
Yes,
the soul and the body.
Yes, sir.
It's coming against spiritual things.
Yes,
and it's showing you things that almost the truth.
Yes, sir.
And you can't discern.
Yeah.
Because you got your mind kicked in.
Yeah.
That's why praying in the spirit a lot is important.
Yes, sir.
So you can get over in that spirit world and deal with that soul and that body which are not saved.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Grow up. Grow in the spirit. Grow in grace. Grow in wisdom. Grow in understanding. And stop believing you're going to be in the same condition next month.
Come on.
Every day is a brand new day. I expect great and mighty things to happen. God is a big God, man. Come on. What? What? All right, class, we'll take up next section. I'll be gone.